2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented baby, by G2G Bars.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 VKSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Oh, boy, it happened at the Schwab. It happened at the Schwab. Michael Block, everybody's favorite club pro, who, of course, hit the hole-in-one at the PGA Championships and then...
Kind of a real-life tin cup is what he is.
He's...
Withdrawn?
No, you're not going to win. Listen, you get 2 days. You're going to get 2 days. But he's looked very human this go-round, and he is currently in dead last at the Schwab.
Oh.
And he's putting for – you know what's cool, though? He's wearing some purple Nikes. Those look like some Air Force Ones. No, those are the Jordan Lowe's. And then – he's got a purple shirt on, and it's heavily featured with canes. You know, the chicken fingers.
Oh, down there. Canes chicken.
Yeah, man. Canes chicken. So you know what that is? That's a guy getting some extra money this week. He's in a featured group. Boy, he wishes he was not being featured right now, though. Because
Does he still have the 7-iron, or did he have to get a different one?
He had to get a different one. I think they gave him the exact model, but, you know.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same. He's been hitting with that same one, according to him, for the last 12 years.
That's probably what's throwing him off.
Well, I'll tell you what. He's the par 3 16th. It's 194-yard par 3. He hits on 161 yards. And he's like, everyone's going, what's going on here? And then he chipped up, and then he was 30 feet short there, and then his 30-foot putt went 40 feet.
Past.
Yep. And so then he's looking at another 10-foot putt for bogey right now.
Oh.
So he's going to be 8 over after the 16th year, which will put him firmly into that 120th place spot. But you know what? I don't think anybody was thinking to themselves, I'm really disappointed in Michael Block. I had some money on him. I thought for sure he was going to be making it to the top 15 again this week.
Yeah.
It was a fun ride while it lasted. And the club that he belongs to, wherever it is in Mission Viejo, California, they're getting, as they put it, struck by lightning this week. They're getting killed with requests for gear. And they're like, we're a private country club. We don't have gear. And they're like, well, get gear. So then they start shuffling around, and they're getting a website going for you to be able to get the gear from his country club. But who knows? There you go. There's your update. The featured group of Michael Block here. Yeah, but he got that deal tailor-made, and Canes showed up this week and paid him some extra money. So there you go. And I'm telling you, just because I'm watching it right now, he's got like, yeah, a 12-foot bogey putt, and he missed that too. This will be his second double bogey on a par 3 today. That good? I don't think that's good. All right. Scott, does your home need a new look? You got a pretty new home.
I got a pretty good new look.
We had some issues. Got some retouches on there. That's good. Well, RGS Exteriors can give your home that new look if you want the stucco, brick, James Hardy siding, vinyl, anything. They can give you that look with giving them a call, 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110. The San Antonio Spurs won the lottery, and boy, did they. Victor Wembanyama, of course, going to San Antonio, not just likely, almost guaranteed. The question is, like, there's always something. Remember,
it's pretty guaranteed he's going to go.
He is. It's minus 20,000.
Yeah.
Which means if you bet $20,000 on Victor Wembanyama going first in the draft,
yeah,
you will get $100.
Yes.
For your $20,000.
So $20,000, you get $100.
Hey, honey, can we free up the 401k and make like $300 or $400 this weekend? That'd be great.
Guaranteed. Like, it's guaranteed.
It's guaranteed. But we're gonna need to need to make liquid a couple of these accounts.
Don't you think you'd want to make that like an electronic bet? Do they do that kind of thing, Jeremy?
Hey, Jeremy.
I mean, I'd hate to
ask if our friend here.
Yeah, not,
for entertainment
I'm not accusing you of anything.
You can bet on apps in certain states.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
what about a VPN? How's that work?
Mm.
See, that's a trick question. You're not supposed to answer it. You go, I have no idea.
That's why I wouldn't. I'm not sophisticated.
I don't really know how that works. Like, because VPNs, you know, you can say you're from wherever. So does that mean you can ostensibly make bets here in the state of Utah?
Not that way, no.
Mm, okay.
I've had friends try.
Oh, you know a guy.
Of course.
A couple of people have tried. Well.
And we're not condoning or encouraging people to figure this out in the state of Utah because you cannot gamble in the state of Utah.
You just drive to Wendover and go take care of your stuff there.
If the San Antonio Spurs were to give up that number one overall draft pick. So Jeremy put together a couple of these.
Yes.
Did you find this somewhere else or these are just in your head what you wanted to do?
I would like to say I did, but no.
I was going
to
say, because these are wild.
NBA, ESPN people who cover NBA.
Okay, so I was looking at this, and I thought, I was mad because the Jazz, they didn't put a hypothetical of how the Jazz could wheel and deal to get Wembanyama. So this, according to these guys, if the 76ers were to give up Joel Embiid, okay, you give up the MVP, you get the number one overall pick, you get Toronto's 2024 first-round pick. You get Doug McDermott. Wow, that's a steal. And Devontae Graham. Would it be worth giving up? I mean, if there were a way for you to be able to get Victor Wembanyama, would giving up the current MVP ever be worth it? Taking a gamble on something like that. Because Joel Embiid in this trade is more valuable, obviously, than Victor Wembanyama. Because there's a lot of assets going to the 76ers versus what the San Antonio Spurs get with Joel Embiid.
They get Joel Embiid.
So would that sound like something, like if you're a crazy 76ers fan, would you go, ooh, we could get Big Vic and we could get Toronto's first round pick and we get a couple other players? Would it ever be worth it?
It almost feels like, let's just make an assumption. Let's make an assumption that Big Vic is all that he's been purported to be. And a generational player. I mean, one of those potential. I mean, you've seen what LeBron James has meant to the teams that he's been a part of, his impact on the NBA. And if Big Vic has that similar type of potential, I think under whatever circumstances you could get him, you get him.
Just however you can get Big Vic.
Well, like Joel Embiid, do you think
he's a generational guy?
But is he really? I mean, how many championships has he been? Has he won? Has he been like LeBron? No.
Well, the 76ers just fire their coach too,
and
right? And so you kind of look and you go,
yeah, it's a new
direction.
I'm not down on Joel Embiid, but he's not a generational talent. He's a superstar in the NBA, but he's not LeBron,
right? No, I get it. I get it. I'm the guy who looks at it and goes, the bird in the hand, right? Better than two in the bush. That's what you're getting in this trade. Because Joel Embiid is a proven commodity. He's somebody who You had him grow up in your system, and it paid off. But didn't pay off yet for the team to win a championship. How about this? How about Oklahoma City wanting that number one overall pick? So San Antonio, to get that, the Oklahoma City Thunder trade, Chet Holmgren, who was he the number two overall guy last year? And then he got hurt, and we never saw
and
him.
And looked good, you know. In
but has a lot of the same freakish, quote-unquote, abilities.
7-foot ball handler.
Right. And an outside shooter and kind of crazy ball handling skills for how big they are. So you get kind of a Deseret Industries Chet Holmgren. And I mean, Chet Holmgren is the Deseret Industries Victor Wembanyama, I think. People would look at that, right? So Chet Holmgren, the number 12 pick in the draft of this year, the 2024 Rockets first round pick. The 2025 76ers first-round pick and the 2026 Clippers first-round pick. That's four first-rounders and Chet Holmgren, a number two pick overall last year. That is like – I would have a hard time saying no to that.
Yes.
Like even though it's Big Vic, you just gave away four first-round draft picks and last year's number two overall pick, who is also comparable in skill set, and we forgot about him because he got hurt last year. And because Big Vic was the only thing we wanted to talk about with big men who could handle the ball. Now, how about this one? That one makes the most sense of all the deals we've seen.
If you're the Spurs,
right? If you're the Spurs, yeah. And you're able to go, anybody want to offer something? That would be a crazy deal by Oklahoma City. The San Antonio Spurs giving the number one overall pick and Victor Wembanyama to the Orlando Magic. Paolo Banchero, Jalen Suggs, and two first-round picks. Not bad. The number one overall pick from last year.
Yep.
Jalen Suggs, and then two first-round picks in this year's draft one's a top 10 and the other's number 11. That's insane, too. That's a pretty big deal. The people that they're throwing out in this draft, by the way, would you be willing to give up Lauri Markkanen, all three first-round draft picks? And I'm not going to say Walker Kessler. I'm going to say Jordan Clarkson. Lauri Markkanen, Jordan Clarkson, all three first-round draft picks for the number one overall pick this year.
Yeah.
You think that would be enough? Jeremy says not enough. Jeremy says throw in Walker Kessler, we might have a deal.
Do I think it'll be enough? No, that won't be
Lowry,
enough.
Lowry, Walker. But is that worth it, though, too? That's the other thing. You're having your all-star from this year, an up-and-coming rookie that you love, and then three first-round draft picks. See, I like the idea of giving away assets that are way too far in the future for me to even think about. I like give him a 27, give him the 29, give him a 20. Throw in a 26. Why not? But don't give away Lauri Markkanen and Walker Kessler and all of this year's first-round draft picks. That's too many. Okay. Maybe people go, no, I want it. This is a generational dude. You could build anything around this guy.
I say, yeah, I might do that. I might even do it with Walker Kessler.
Okay. Scott will give away the farm just for fun. It's not his money. Why not? Let's come back. We've got more around the corner. When we do return, we've got a little bit of an NIL discussion. We have a poll up right now, and that poll says this. Would you rather have a coach that is worth $10 million a year? Now, that's a national championship or on the cusp of a national championship type money for a head coach. Or would you rather have that $10 million to spend on NIL to throw at your roster? Stay right here with us, 97.5 The KSL Sports.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.